From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Brancaccio. The U.S. Supreme Court's big decision yesterday in Janus versus AFSCME bars unions from collecting fees from non-union members in the public sector. But what does that mean for how unions operate here on out? Benjamin Sachs is a professor of labor and industry at Harvard Law School and joins us. Professor Sachs, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Do we have a sense of how this would actually change union membership? I mean, are there a lot of people out there who are not members of unions, but we're still paying some substantial amount of money to unions?
The ultimate answer to your question is it depends. There are certainly a number of people who are paying what we call agency fees or fair share fees today. I think that the threat is what Justice Kagan lays out in her dissent in the opinion and what she calls a collective action problem of nightmarish proportions. A good analogy is if you imagine that the government decided that taxes were voluntary, what would happen is fewer people would pay their taxes. And the ability of government to provide services would then erode. That's what we call a free rider problem or a collective action problem, and that's the problem that's now been foisted by the U.S. Supreme Court on public sector unions.
Do we not already have a little bit of a collective action problem already? Because if you can get away with benefiting from union activity while just paying a lower agency fee instead of the full dues, I mean, isn't that happening already?
In some sense, we already have a collective action problem with respect to union political activity. So ever since this decision in Abood, which was overruled yesterday, everybody had to pay their fair share for the union's economic activities, that is, the union's role in negotiating you a raise, the union's representation of you if you get fired, and the union has to pay for lawyers to defend you. All of those things were covered by the agency fee, and that agency fee overcame the free rider problem. That's the system that the Janus Court has now dismantled.
Is there any way for unions to say, well, okay, fine, if you're not going to pay the fees or pay the dues, you just don't get the raises that we negotiate?
So under current law, there is no way for unions to do that. It is possible after Janus that states could respond to the Janus holding and say, look, if unions can no longer require people to pay their fair share, then unions ought to have the right to decide for themselves whether or not to represent people who don't pay for their representation. I don't know how that would play out. It would be interesting to see. It would be risky for the union project, which, after all, is about everyone being in this together.
Benjamin Sachs, professor of labor and industry at Harvard Law School, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.